as far as that. But that's the only one now. There were another one over yonder you pass. If you come up, an old house had been abandoned there, and they built a set of trailer out in the field, side of the road. Well, now that old house has been covered with brick siding back a few years back. But that old house there, and this one I'm telling you about my grandson living in, and there's one more here on the other creek on the same type, two large log houses with a hole in between. Them three of that type, and then this individual type log house right over here, them four log houses are the only four log buildings of the old timey type that's put here in the early 1800s. It's still standing. They're still here.
And this, how would you get from the first floor up to the second?
We had a stairway.
Uh-huh.
And then from this here, the stairway.
So down there at the dining room door.
Mm-hmm. Well, this door went in here, you see. Then you come in there. Then you come up here, you see.
Mm-hmm.
The top of the step. You come right up this big chimney here. You'd be surprised to see the picture of that chimney. That was one of the largest rock chimneys there was in this country. And you come upstairs into this upper room here. And that's only when you got up there.
Mm-hmm.
Why, that's the only access ahead, except there was a window in the back of it. We're out, and when this home, when our home burned down, there was two of our daughters that slept upstairs.
Yeah.
But it happened so, the other one was gone visiting that night.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that here done got up, her mother done called her for breakfast, and she done came down the stairs.
She done ate breakfast, ready for food.
And she just come down when the house got on fire. So, they didn't think about Amy, we called her, but she'd gone visiting, but she wasn't up there. She probably got caught. Of course, this fire, it caught on fire in here.
Yeah.
Come through here. Then went up the stairway.
Mm-hmm.
And finally crossed this hallway here.
Mm-hmm.
And this building over here burnt to the ground before this shed large log building fell in.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what happened in this building here. That's a diagram, if you can understand. Now, that's the situation of the building right here with this left off.
Mm-hmm.
When the house, when our home burned up. This is the porch here. This is a hall, what you'd call a hallway right there. This is a large bedroom here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the main living room and bedroom here. And then you went up the stairway here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was large. The room upstairs, you see, was just as large as that room there was.
Mm-hmm.
See, because it went on up the log building there. There's two stories up there.
Mm-hmm.
And that gave a storage room.
Mm-hmm.
She had her canned fruit and molasses and everything, sweet potatoes, was stored up there for our use. We put up everything that it live on, you know, and raised her family.
Happened the third day of March. We still had lots of stuff up there.
And we stored our food and stuff up there, and it burned down. But this, this was one among the best of my recollection. The date on the old chimney was 1818, when it was built. The main rock building, rock chimney, it was built out of rock and set up here and established. And the people that settled it, the Jonathan and his wife, they're buried right up here in the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And they passed away and was left here. And like I told you, they passed on, the heirs sold it out to my father in the fall of 1868.
Mm-hmm.
And then he moved here. I sold it on the 20th day of January 1869 is when he arrived here at this residence.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived here till the 8th day of February of 1929. That's the period of time that he spent here, you see, at this one place.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes us 104 years that me and him has owned and operated the farm, this place here, been resident here. Now, I wouldn't say that that's a record, but that's among some of the, it's among the very few left in the county that I know of anywhere.